Hello, it's the 3rd of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Avian influenza has been verified as the cause of several wild bird deaths along the River Great Ouse on Bedford's embankment. An investigation conducted by the Department for the Environmental, Food and Rural Affairs led to the discovery. Bedford's Borough Council is asking people to remain at a safe distance while in the presence of wild birds. Bedford residents who raise their own chickens are also being advised to exercise caution and engage in proper hygiene following interaction. The UK's Chief Veterinary Officer, Dr. Christine Middlemas, said, "We are seeing a growing number of bird flu cases on commercial farms and in backyard birds." DEFRA has added that there is a low risk for the condition entering the food supply and that humans had a small probability of experiencing any serious health effects. Central Bedfordshire Conservative councillors voted against a motion to debate a 10% inflation increase in the budget for free school meals. Currently, each student is allocated 82 pence per meal. Councillors then voted in favour of ensuring their own cost of living pay rises. Two men were arrested after a man was found severely injured on Preben Street in Bedford. The man was rushed into the hospital and treated for a stab wound. Two males, aged 30 and 50, were charged with suspicion of attempted murder and are currently in custody. Police have an interest in locating two vehicles, a white Mercedes Vito and a grey Ford S-Max. Jesse Benham, an investigating detective constable, said that officers were pursuing several lines of inquiry. Bedfordshire's Caroline Whitlock, inspired by the late Dame Deborah James, ran a 26.2-mile virtual London Marathon yesterday from Roxton to Bedford and back. The first-time marathon runner, motivated by her own husband's cancer diagnosis, raised money for blood cancer charity WMUK. That's all from me today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.